Andy Griffith sues himself. 12th of October 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Mayberry, North Carolina. Andy Griffith was very surprised on November 3rd to discover he had received a court summons from himself. Griffith lamented, quote, "I can't believe I would do such a thing. What a bastard I am," unquote. The 700 Club host Pat Robertson suggested that Griffith was possessed by a demon that made him file charges against himself while he wasn't looking, offering, quote, "I know a lot about this nifty doctrine called assassination, and if Andy Griffith's demon doesn't know we're plotting to kill him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it," unquote. Both lawyers and psychiatrists were baffled by the idea of a man suing himself. Griffith snarled, quote, "I don't want to go on another to see another damn shrink. I have to lay down awkwardly while some touchy-feely guy asks me how I feel. You know how I feel? I'm 80 years old, and I haven't had a good show since Matlock got canceled in 95. Unquote. World-famous psychiatrist Sid Vicious says, quote, "This could be why he's suing himself. He's angry, dissatisfied with himself. That is, his subconscious has reckoned the only way to compensate himself for his own misery is to sue himself." Unquote. The court date is scheduled for early January. Some court officials have suggested that Andy Griffith can use the defendant and plaintiff stands interchangeably. Griffith has agreed to this on the condition that they be placed close enough to another that he can switch back and forth without, quote, "getting all sweaty," unquote. And our quote in relation to this story comes from Oscar Wilde on people suing themselves. "To sue another for petty reasons is malicious, but suing yourself is sheer madness," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.